And it's time once again for our weekly wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell. Jack, I'm here at the Minnesota State Fair, and I haven't had my breakfast Pronto Pup yet. What would you pair with a Pronto Pup?
And I don't think I've ever seen the fair that crowded as it was on Thursday, the opening day. It was, of course, a beautiful day to be at the fair. And my reason for being there is I was one of the judges at the Minnesota Winemaking in the Agriculture Building, which is just right down the street from WCCO. And I got to thinking, you know, in the mid-70s, homemade winemaking was a big rage. And there were probably in the Twin Cities five shops that specialized in selling winemaking equipment. And you could buy grapes, and you could buy concentrated extract, and you could buy barrels and hoses and pipettes and everything you needed to make wine at home. You know, because of Prohibition, anybody is entitled, even today, to make 320 gallons of wine at home, tax-free. It's perfectly legal to make wine at home. And like I said, back in the mid-70s, this Purple Foot Wine Club, which was very active in the Twin Cities in those days, decided they would like to have wine at the state fair. And, of course, it was a big brouhaha because, you know, the only thing you could get at the fair was 3-2 beer. And in their wisdom, the Supreme Court of the state of Minnesota has held 3-2 beer is non-intoxicating. I don't know if they've ever seen anybody after 5 or 8 3-2 beers, but they sure look intoxicated to me. But I'm not in any position to challenge the court. So it was a real to-do thing to be able to taste homemade wine at the fair and hand out ribbons and all that stuff. And we had a lobby. I helped the Purple Foot people, and we had a lobby over at the state, etc. And then we finally got the okay to have wine at the fair. It still couldn't be served at the fair, but you could at least enter your wine and to be judged, etc., and it was all copacetic. And, you know, there were some interesting people in those days. David Bailey, who started Bailey Vineyards on Hastings, was a real pioneer. And he came all the time and was one of the judges, etc. And we kicked off the wine thing. Now today they have a wine building, and it specializes in all Minnesota wines at the fair. And a lot of the different stands sell Minnesota wine. I think it would be very nice if you could sell other wines, say California wines, Oregon wines, etc. I don't think we should be so parochial, and that is to say we just have Minnesota wines at the state fair. After all, they have beers and brews from everywhere. Why couldn't they do the same thing with wine? But I digress. What I really started out here about was I get a lot of questions on what kind of wine could you have with state fair food? In other words, what tiplet would you like to have with your Pronto Pup or corn dog? Well, that's pretty easy. The corn dog, in my opinion, you know, hot dogs are kind of salty. Any sparkling wine or a cava from Spain, which is their sparkling wine, and cavas are relatively inexpensive. Prosecco is another inexpensive sparkling wine from Italy, and that would go very well with a corn dog or a Pronto Pup. Of course, the good news is if you're going to have cheese curds, anything, any wine goes well with cheese curd. In my opinion, reds seem to go a little bit better than whites do. But, you know, cheese is one of those wonderful things that almost all wine tastes pretty good with cheese because, you know, in France they have a saying, if you're buying wine, eat apples. If you're selling wine, serve cheese. And the reason is the cheese coats your tongue and makes all the wines taste pretty good. Whereas if you're buying wine, that a mellow acid that's in an apple puts your taste buds at attention, and you notice the faults and the things that are wrong with the wine when you taste it and eat an apple. And like I say, with cheese, you just breeze right over them. If you have a lamb dog, and those are pretty good at the fair, you know, almost anything on a stick, I'd say a Bordeaux But a little Bordeaux. You know, you don't want a great bottle of wine with a something on a stick. So some inexpensive little Bordeaux. You can get pretty good ones for $10-$11 a bottle. Not bad. They have a bratwurst there on a pretzel bun with sauerkraut. I'd like a German Riesling with that. I think that'd be that German Riesling goes so well, in my opinion, with sauerkraut. And you know, there's so many wonderful things. There's, you know, I remember years ago when I used to do the food critics or food tour for the fair for WCCO in the afternoon. And I would go around the fair and try everything that was new, and they'd bring them over to the CCO booth, and we'd have everybody in the booth try them, and a lot of the people outside try all the new foods at the fair. So, you know, it's been very fun, and I used to say at that time, there was no place in Minnesota where you could go and get so much different ethnicity in foods, you know, everything from Laotian to Tex-Mex to English, you know, Scotch eggs and things like that. And I still think that when you go to the State Fair, the variety of food is absolutely enormous. And, you know, you have sushi from Japan. And what goes well with sushi besides sake? Well, why don't you try some Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand? Silver Beach is a very good one to try, and it goes wonderful with sushi. They had a Spam booth. What would go with Spam? Well, you know what I'd like? A Pinot Grigio from Italy with Spam. It just cuts that saltiness so nicely, in my opinion. And a good one is La Gondola Pinot Grigio. It's very, very good. With Indian food, any Riesling or Gulltner Veltner from Austria would be just perfect to try. And don't forget rosés. You know, they go with almost anything. I was at a dinner party last night, and someone said, what's the latest trend in wines? I said, well, there's a lot, but I said, rosé is on fire. And I said to my son who was there, I said, well, we must have 50 rosés. He said, Dad, try 96. So, you know, rosés are a hot category, and there's good reason for it. They taste delicious, and they go with almost everything. Of course, if you're going to get some cookies from Sweet Martha's, how about a Sauterne from Milange, the Thousand Angels? You know, those cookies are so good. And believe me, a Thousand Angels Sauterne goes just about perfectly with them. If you get some of those mini donuts, Asti Spumanti would be delicious to have with that, or again, some Proseccos. The Heroes Tempranillos would be great. If you're having mac and cheese, any good red wine, and you can now get mac and cheese on a stick, believe it or not, and any good red wine like a little Cote de Rhone or a Zinfandel from California would be perfect. And if you get one of those marvelous gizmos. The gizmo is a sandwich they make at the fair. It's over near Machinery Hill. And they put Italian sausage and marinara sauce and cheese in this bun. And it's all melted and it's wonderful. And you can put in jalapenos or you can put in Italian peppers or anything, or even onions they have on the side. And those gizmos are not to be missed. And with that, any kind of Chianti would go very well. Or again, a Zinfandel, Hog Mountain Zinfandel would be perfect with that. Or Villa Cafaggio Chianti would be great. And as we've talked many, many times, barbecue ribs or anything barbecue, chicken too, Malbec from Argentina, Gary Bay is a good one. But that Malbec just seems to marry so perfectly with barbecue sauce. You know, you've got that hot, sweet barbecue sauce, and Malbec just seems to cut through that absolutely beautifully. You know, it's pretty easy to marry food and wine. You know, you got light wine and you have light foods. You should always follow the main spice in a dish because that's your key to pairing it with wine, and also how it's prepared. It's very important. You know, a poached salmon is going to taste a lot different than a grilled salmon, and same thing with chicken and almost any protein. It depends how it cooks, so you've got to take that into consideration. And as I said, if you're going to have some heavy food, have heavy big wines. You stuff things like chili and stew. You want a robust wine, and you always pair the wine to the food, not vice versa, the food to the wine. It's so much better when you pick the wines with it, rather than have wine and decide what kind of food you're going to have with it. It really is important. And don't forget to always pair with the sauce. The sauces are really the key to preparing any wine and food marriages, how the sauces. In other words, a chicken in a white sauce is going to taste a lot different than a chicken in a brown mushroom sauce. And the wine should follow that. And, you know, there's a lot of marriages of food and wine that are perfect, like Chablis and oysters. And as I've been telling people for the last couple of years, try a potato chip with sparkling wine. There again, marriage made in heaven. And, you know, nowadays you can get, a lot of times people will serve a little something on a potato chip as an hors d'oeuvre. You try that with sparkling wine, and believe me, you know God's in heaven and all is right with the world because the marriage is perfect.
Well, you've done a great job comparing state fair foods. You got me hungry for one of those gizmos, for sure. I tell you what,
Jack. Have you had one of those, Denny?
No, but as soon as a few hours are up, I'm gonna check that out, most
believe
definitely.
Me. They are, I think they've only been at the fair 2 years, maybe.
Oh, it's
and I think they're absolutely delicious.
And
I wish there was a place you could buy them year-round.
I should say, and a glass of Villa Cafaggio, boy, that sounds wonderful. any of these suggestions Jack has weekly, you can find and get some great help, by the way, with anybody, any of the folks at Haskell's.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about food and wine, and that's what they do best. And, you know, best of all, they're going to put you in touch with a wine that will make that meal just extra special. And they'll put you in touch with a wine that will not break the bank. There are lots of reasonable wines out there that are extraordinarily good and pair very well with whatever you're going to prepare. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine as our summer sale is still ongoing. Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. In Faribault, we're right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is totally not to be missed. And in downtown Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturdays and Sundays. We're on 9th Street. And incidentally, if you're downtown, why not stop in at our exciting new wine bar, which is also right on the Nicollet Mall, 901 Nicollet Mall. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth, Haskell's in St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our summer catalog and find lots of bargains that'll really enhance your meals.
Thank you very much, Jack. We will talk to you 1 week again from the Minnesota State Fair with more wine.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.